was, by his own admission, a storybook ending to his college football career for Northwestern Wildcats quarterback Peyton Ramsey. The signal caller, who spent 5 years calling signals at Indiana and NU, went out with a bang, passing for almost 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 35-19 win over Auburn in the Citrus Bowl this year. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check out the all-new WWIB.com for information on S&C. You can podcast the show, you can download it, and you can contribute financially to help keep the show on the air quickly, safely, and securely. 6'4", 295-pound Sam Garrick, the man who snapped the ball to Ramsey all season, is back with me on the show. He's a center out of Avon, Ohio. All right, Sam, thanks for coming back. The offense, as I said, led by Peyton Ramsey there this year. He's going to move on to what he hopes is an NFL career. He declared for the draft. But was he kind of the guy, the glue that solidified your offense this year?
I think it was both him and Coach Bajakian. Coach Bajakian ran the offense really well this year. I was impressed with how he did. I was grateful for his play calling. And then Peyton was fantastic. It was really good to get to know him and be able to play with him. He knew exactly what his checks were, knew where he was protected, knew where he was hot off of. He's a special player, and I'm looking forward to what he's going to do at the next level.
Yeah. How about that NU defense, too? I mean, they proved they could play with anybody in the country.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys with heart. We got a lot of talented guys, too. A lot of people write off Northwestern and say they were just smart and don't make mistakes, but we definitely have some talented guys. We got Rashawn Slater, who's going to be a first-round pick. Greg Newsom, who's going to be a first-round, second-round guy. We're not short of talent here.
Yes, and you have a talented coach, too, in Pat Fitzgerald. He was courted again by NFL teams as head coach. He turned them down. What about those opportunities for Coach Pat?
He's deserving of them. He's done a fantastic job at Northwestern, taking us to a ton of bowl games, ton of bowl victories, the first Big Ten championship appearances that this school's been at. He's definitely deserving of those calls, but I know he loves this place and wouldn't leave it for something small or temporary.
Yes, yeah. It's not a stepping stone for him. He loves NU. And there is a sense, Sam, with Pat Fitzgerald and his coach teams that, you know, we're not going to be intimidated. We'll play anybody anytime. We're not afraid of anybody. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. There's no reason a group here should be afraid to play anybody anywhere. We have shown that we can play with the best of them, hanging with Ohio State. Unfortunately, we lost that game, but we deserve to be there. And there's no reason we can't beat any team anywhere.
Sure. Okay, Sam, you're a pre-med major, want to be a physician sometime. Incredibly challenging academic pursuit for you as a D1 football player. How do you fit it in 24 hours?
You got to manage your time well. That's the first thing. And the second thing is you got to have somebody to go through it with. I've been blessed to have my teammate Eric Mueller. He's a linebacker who just graduated, played his last season. Been blessed to have him by my side. He's been taking the same classes as me. Usually has it a little more together than I do, so he can remind me of when things are due or I need to be studying for a test. So definitely those two things.
Sure. So what does a typical day look like for you?
This past quarter, it would be meetings and practice in the morning. Then, because classes are online, we could just do classes at the facility and pop open our laptop, do them there. So, classes for the next few hours, study for the next few, then have meetings at night to go over practice film and watch the upcoming opponent, then just go home and go to bed.
Yeah, sleep fast. Yeah, I heard you had some classes on how this virus, this COVID virus, mutates and spreads. What do you know about this COVID thing?
Anybody at my level that tells you they know what they're talking about is lying to you. so I know very little about this pandemic. I have been lucky enough to learn about it from a couple doctors who are working closely with it. Our athletic trainers have been talking to me about it. I'm just hoping it's going to be over soon and things can go back to a semi-normal status.
Yeah, aren't we all? So how has living through this pandemic changed how you look at your future profession as a doctor?
It's definitely proven to be more dangerous. I really didn't look at it that way. I had never really seen that side of it until this pandemic, that these nurses and doctors and any other medical workers are putting their lives on the line to provide people with the health care they need, which is really respectable and honorable.
Yes. Northwestern University starting center Sam Garrick on sports and commentary today with me. And Sam, we again have run out of time for the show, so let's get you back here next time. Visit about your faith story. Learn that as this is our first opportunity to have you on the program and talk about what it means for you to walk with Jesus every day. All right?
Awesome. Thank you.